This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I recently saw a clip by an Egyptian scholar, Sheikh Abu Umar al-Bahith, where he talks about certain aspects of the sunnah that we as Muslims have learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced, and things that he taught and instructed. And now, during this time of a global pandemic, one of the positive things that we can discuss and that we can focus on is what we, you know, now is an opportunity to look at the Sunnah for guidance. And number two, we appreciate more deeply and in a better way how significant and how important the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. If you look at the WHO's website, where they talk about preventative measures, one of them is that they say make sure you and the people around you follow good respiratory hygiene. This means covering your mouth and nose with your bent elbow or tissue when you cough or sneeze. Then dispose of the used tissue immediately. So that's their advice about how to reduce the spread of the virus, because you might have it and you could pass it on to others. You might show no symptoms, you'll be asymptomatic. But if we look at the Sunnah in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he would sneeze, he would cover his face with his hand or with his garment, meaning his thawb, and he would muffle the sound with it. And a Hanafi scholar commented on this, and he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this. He covered his face with his thawb so that his saliva or his mucus would not spread to anyone around him, so that he would not harm that person, he would not cause that person any harm or inconvenience. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us 14 centuries ago. This is how he showed us how we should protect the people around us, and we should not cause them any harm. And during this time where that kind of etiquette and that kind of practice is going to reduce the spread of a disease, where it's going to cause less people to become infected, inshallah, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at this point is even more important. The second thing that the Sheikh mentioned in his video clip was the issue of travel restriction and interaction, and not traveling from a place where there is an outbreak of a disease or a virus. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah in the Book of Medicine, Kitab al-Tib, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you hear of an outbreak of plague in a land, do not enter it. And if the plague breaks out in a place while you are in it, do not leave that place. So the concept of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us clear instructions about restricting our travel to a place that is affected by a disease or the outbreak of an epidemic or pandemic, and the fact that if we are in that place, if we are in China or in South Korea or Iran or Italy or any of the places that have been, or any place, subhanAllah, the entire globe, there are cases in almost every single country on earth, then we should not leave, we should not, because we might have the virus, we will have absolutely no symptoms, and we could then pass it on to others unknowingly and unwittingly. So we see again that beautiful aspect of the sunnah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was instructed and he was taught and he was guided and he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his statements and his actions, they carry such wisdom and so much knowledge that it's sad. It's sad, and it's also a great opportunity. I'm not sure for myself, personally, you know, I've yet to work through those emotions. Like, but when we go through times of adversity, when things are really difficult, this is when we begin to appreciate the things that were right in front of us and were staring us right in the face, you know, on an almost daily basis. So these are wake-up calls for us as Muslims to really look at the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third thing that the Sheikh mentioned, and I thought it was funny and it was sad, is he says that Donald Trump tweeted a few days ago that we should, you know, the designated Sunday, the 15th of March, as a national day of prayer. He says, "It is my great honor to declare Sunday, March the 15th, as a national day of prayer. We are a country that, throughout our history, has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these." So the Sheikh mentions this. He says that even someone like Donald Trump understands, whether this is political, whether this is a publicity stunt, whatever it might be, but I think that globally, in every community, whether they be Muslims or not, understand that during these times of difficulty, these trying times, that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we seek His help, we seek His guidance and His protection, and we understand that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who disposes of the affairs of His creation and this world that He's created, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to change our situation. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and let us seek guidance in the wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us. Kitabullah wa sunnatu rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book of Allah and the sunnah of His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.